Hey guys, welcome to You Got This, The Journey. I'm your host, Shannon Andrus. I'm on a journey right now to become the absolute best version of me. I want to find ways that I can improve mentally, physically, and spiritually. So every week, I'm going to open up about my journey and talk about tips and tricks of what's working for me and what's not working for me. I'll also be interviewing guests who will share their stories too. Together, we will inspire one another to become the absolute best versions of ourselves. So join me every week on this journey, and remember, you got this.
Journeyers, welcome to my very first, possibly last, attempt at a mini episode, because I need to go lay down and do some more self-care. I don't know about you guys, but allergies are kicking my freaking ass this year. This sounds like I'm about to go into a commercial like, here, take Allegra, but they're not sponsoring my ass. But let them know that I am talking about them. But you guys, my allergies have been so bad. I think I got some sort of bug right now and I need to rest. My back is killing me. My head is pounding. My sinuses are all blown up. And yeah, that is part of this journey this week. And I feel so bad coming on here and doing that because I feel like I come on here and I'm like so ready to talk to you guys. I have great energy. And today that is just not the case because I'm just not feeling well. And I thought about it a lot. Part of me was like, rest, put out, you know, an announcement that there won't be an episode this week and just don't feel like you have to show up. But then the other part of me was like, well, this is real though. You know, this is part of the journey is that I'm sick and I ain't feeling too good right now and I need to rest. And I have been very interested in doing a solo episode. Oh my gosh, I always do solo episodes, a mini solo episode. So like a lot of people do like a little 15 minute, 20 minute segment. I was like, you know what? Maybe this is the perfect opportunity to do it because I'm just not feeling my best right now. So here it is, you guys. Well, I told you on Instagram that this would be my birthday episode, but y'all, if you know me, I am obsessed with birthdays, my own and everybody else's. Birthdays are just like such a big deal to me. Like I just love celebrating life. I love celebrating my life and everyone else's and just another year. It's kind of like New Year's where you can set like a resolution of what this year will bring for you. And I have such joy, obsession, and appreciation for birthdays that I don't want to do this birthday episode when I'm feeling like shit and I'm just kind of like blah, because that's not the energy I want to bring into 28. Yes, I will be 28. I'm still in my 20s, so I can handle it. But yeah, I want to do that episode with like good vibes being sent out for my 28th year of life. So I'm not going to do it today. So I'm gonna save that for the next solo episode. But today I thought it would be fun to update you guys on wedding venue hunting and what that's like. Don't worry, you guys, for the few of you who didn't care about the wedding and actually had questions for me, I will answer those in my birthday episode. But pretty much everybody else is only concerned about the wedding, what I'm doing, how's it going, how's everything with me and Kyle? Are we both like ready? Is it overwhelming? Is it stressful? Everybody just had wedding questions. And then there were like a few non-wedding related questions. So I thought this would be great to update you guys on venue hunting because the last episode I did for you guys, I let you know that I was going to be looking at my first venue and then going to a bridal expo that I was so excited about. And I would never, ever recommend it to anybody ever. We'll get into that in just a minute. But let's go ahead. Let's dive into the wedding search. And you guys, I love talking about this. I think it's fun to come from the perspective of it currently happening. I feel like a lot of podcasts I've listened to about people being engaged or people planning weddings, it's a lot of wedding planners and experts in the field who have already gone through it. They help hundreds of brides do it. So they're just giving the advice afterwards, which is great because I'm sure there's shit right now I'm excited about that later on I'm going to look back and be like, damn, totally shouldn't have done that, or I would have done this differently. But it's fun to go through it with you guys to, you know, tell you how it's going and be honest about the good, the bad, the ugly, the excitements, and then later on tell you when I realized that, yes, I was doing it so right, or nah, that wasn't the right move, right? Okay, so with that being said, the reason I said that is because I love talking about this. So if you guys have questions about anything when it comes to wedding related stuff, about the engagement, the wedding planning process, or how I'm feeling, anything, just send those questions my way because I don't want to bore my family and friends talking about it, so I could just bore the journeyers with this topic. No, but it is a super exciting part of the journey. So this weekend, I went to my first venue. Oh my goodness, my allergies are kicking in. Let's pause and take a drink real quick. And I'm not even going to edit this episode, so you might hear me gulp, because I'm just going to put it out there and be like, this is done. I'm too tired. It's not as fun as my wine episode when I was drinking that and it felt like a party. This is like, I need to soothe my throat because I'm dying. So anyway, I went to my first venue with my parents and with Kyle, and I was super excited because it was a very good mix of ballroom versus outside. Like, it had the outside ceremony and then you went inside, and the inside was more that ballroom feel, which, to be honest, my whole vision for my wedding and what I want was never ballroom. Nothing against it. I've been to beautiful ballroom weddings. I think they are always gorgeous. And I think for a lot of people, it's exactly what they're dreaming of. But for me, I'm just not into the whole ballroom wedding style. And Kyle never was either. That was something that we always spoke about when we talked about our wedding, was just, we never want it to be that ballroom feel. It's just not a good representation of us as a couple. Whereas it is for other people, I wanted our venue to feel like that's them. And ballrooms just aren't our thing. So I really, really was so passionate about finding a place that had a good outdoor-indoor balance. I am one of those basic rustic wedding bitches who just loves that rustic vibe. And so this place, I was very excited because it had a good balance, and I was open to that. I was open to the party part being more ballroom, but at least getting that outdoor feel. And I really loved it. You know, we got there and I didn't get this insane feeling, and I wasn't like, wow, this is it. And I didn't see anything and fall in love with it. But I did fall in love with everything that they included. And I almost booked that venue because simply of just all the things that they included really put my mind at ease. Because let's backtrack a little bit. I think when you go into looking for a wedding venue, you really have to know what are your things that are like what are your top things that you need? Guys, I have like allergy brain or something. I can't think of words, but a priority list. What are your top priorities? There we go. And what are things that you could do without? So for me, I'm going to be honest. My top priority is my budget. I just am so like, this is one day. If I can't get that barn rustic feel, I'm going to suck it up and save the extra 10, 15 grand it could be to have that ballroom that maybe I didn't originally want. I'm fine with that. I would ideally love to find the rustic feel that I'm looking for within my budget, but I am not willing to go over budget for that feel that I want. So number one priority is budget for me, because I wasn't dead set on any style venue. I just hoped it would all work, but if it didn't, that was a sacrifice I was willing to make. So with that, I think it's important when you go into wedding venues, like, you really need to know what you want and what to expect, and don't waste your damn time. And what I mean by that is I didn't waste any damn time when I reached out to venues. I had my guest list ready, and I recommend that all brides-to-be do this. And if you're not a bride-to-be, maybe you're married. If you know somebody who's getting married, I'm sure you agree with me. This is a huge thing to do, is get your guest list written out ahead of time. Just have your list, your A, your B, whatever, so that you can have a ballpark range of how many people you're inviting. So that then when the venue tells you their cost per plate, you already know, is this within my budget? Are we over? How am I feeling about this? Okay. So definitely make that guest list to start, and also overall plan out your budget. And I think I spoke about this with you guys before, is that in one of my therapy sessions, because money stresses me out. I guess it's a trigger for me. I don't know. But it's weird, because in other ways, I'm like, self-love, spoil yourself. But other things, I'm like, no, we have to like be really strict with our money, whatever. I planned out my budget. So I knew exactly where my wedding venue had to fit within my budget. And a good rule of thumb is to prepare that your venue should be probably about 50% of your overall budget. It could come out to be a little less, but with the cost per plate and depending what they're including, it's most likely going to be about 50% of the budget that you want. So that really helped me when I was reaching out to venues to know, okay, how much is your cost per plate? I got their packages ahead of time where we could calculate in the NJ tax and the gratuities or whatever there was. And I could know, is this within my budget or is this not? So when I reached out to a venue that said it would be $350 a plate on a Thursday evening, I said, no, thank you. You're out of your damn mind. Now, hey, that might work for some people, but in my budget, that ain't freaking happening. So you know, I reached out to these venues and I asked them what the cost was going to be per plate, send me their packages, and to see what their availability was, because a lot of my venues were out of the area for me. So I didn't want to waste my time, their time, my family's time, Kyle's time, driving all the way to these places, possibly falling in love with the venue if it didn't match any of those things, the budget and the time that I need it. Because I also knew I definitely want to get married in 2023. Like, I was not willing to say, okay, let's look into dates in 2024. Could work for other people, but I'm ready to have a baby. So waiting another year after that to be able to do all those things, I don't want that being put on hold. And again, for one day, I'm just willing to sacrifice a few things to have other things that are important to me. Budget and babies, the BBs. So that was important to me. So all of my venues I reached out to, I pretty much was able to narrow it down to my final three. I had a list of 10 venues, mind you, where I was like, okay, these are the 10 that I really would be interested in seeing. Now let's break it down. And when I reached out about cost per plate, availability, and when we could tour, I narrowed it down to three places. Okay, so going back to our first venue, we go there and I fall in love with the package because the package, the food was outstanding. And I heard amazing reviews from so many people that I knew, like so many different friend groups of mine had all been to weddings there. Some people had family that had weddings there and the reviews were just outstanding. I mean, it was like, I felt very safe going with that venue because I had trust from everybody's reviews that I knew. I liked what they were offering. It had that outdoor indoor feel, like there was a lake outside. I met their swans. We could have gone fishing in our engagement or wedding shoot, which after doing that venue, that became a must have is a fishing photo shoot. Me and Kyle both fell in love with that idea, but that was like super important to me. And so we left there kind of feeling like, we will never find a better deal. Weddings are so expensive nowadays. Should we just book this? And they only had two spots available. And a lot of these venues, you know, you have to book within so many hours. After that, price could go up due to, you know, what's out there in the market, what's competitive. They might be upping their prices. So like they put this pressure on you, which is like such a sales tactic. I don't even know if I would have had an issue if I called them a week later. Maybe they would have charged me a little more, but you really felt that pressure on you. So we were talking about, I was like, wow, like, I don't know. There's so much included. And Kyle really didn't care. You know, he had the same preferences that I did. So if it's in budget, we feel good about it. Maybe we should just do it. But in my mind, I said, you know what? I want to see these two other venues because they both were more of that outdoor feel without the ballroom altogether. And I want to see them, see what they offered so that if we decided on this first venue, that I would feel 100% confident in my decision, that I wasn't drawn to the barn, drawn to that rustic feel, that I was okay with what we were going with because I had seen other stuff out there. And I think that is important. You know, you don't want to go into something feeling iffy about your decision. So we paused. And then the next day I went to this bridal expo. You guys, if any of you think this will help you or someone you love, I feel mean saying this because I'm sure the people who work on this event work super hard and the turnout they got was fantastic. However, I was a sardine in a can trying to move through that place and it was awful. My anxiety was high. I was claustrophobic. I was over it the second we walked in. I mean, you couldn't even get to a table to ask people about their photography packages or about their venues or about, you know, their hair and makeup because there were just 50 other women like, and I'm like, I'm gonna freak the fuck out. I just couldn't do it. And so I filled out some booths that had raffles and I was like, get me out of there. I don't even know if we were in there for a full hour. Pretty much we just wanted to get through the snake-like layout of the room to get to the exit door and then go have drinks because I sure did need one after that. So that wasn't helpful at all, but it also showed me that I will be able to do this online and I will have zero regrets about not meeting every single person out there because I'm just overwhelmed. Now, mind you, I went on a weekend at this huge exhibit hall in New Jersey. If you went to a local one on a weeknight, which I've heard people have better success with those, probably would have a much more pleasant experience, but I just don't like big crowds. It gives me anxiety. I don't like going into the city very much. I mean, sometimes I do, but I'm just anxious when I feel like I can't freaking move. And that was this place. So anyway, we had some drinks and we relaxed and blah, 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 blah. Then on Wednesday, we went to our second venue. And this venue, when we got out of our car, we went into the office, met with the woman. And when she walked us to my number one, because they have a couple of different venues on site. When we got to the venue, that was like my number one out of their options. I literally was fighting back tears. Like I literally said to my mom, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get my shit together. I feel like I'm about to start crying. Like I was just so insanely overwhelmed, feeling like this is it. And I had to calm myself down because as you guys know, as I just said, there's a lot of other priorities where even if I had this feeling and I love this place, I wasn't willing to spend so much more money just to have it or risk not being able to get married that year. But from all of my outreach, it sounded like this was actually a contender. And so we are walking through it and it's like, I just felt it. And I feel bad saying this because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on brides in all aspects of the wedding planning process. Seriously, in every single wedding thing. Like, I think there's a lot of pressure, of course, with the sweating for the wedding, which you've heard my thoughts on that. But also, I think there's a lot of pressure when you're doing these things to have this overwhelming feeling of, I just know, and this is it. I also realize I'm going past 15 minutes, so my first attempt at a mini episode was a freaking fail. But no, my point is that, you know, for brides, there's a lot of pressure that when you see your venue or when you get your dress, that you should be so overwhelmed with emotion and just know. It's that I just know feeling. It's also the feeling people say you should have with the person that you met that you just knew from the start. I have been lucky to have all of those feelings. I haven't gone dress shopping yet, but I have. When I met Kyle, I just knew that he was the one. I mean, he probably thought I was a stalker and a weirdo, but I just knew. And it was the same thing with this venue. But I'm putting this disclaimer out there because I don't want anyone feeling like you shouldn't book a venue or you shouldn't get a dress if you don't have this feeling, because that might just not be your emotional way of handling things. And there's no right or wrong with it. Might be that you don't have that insane feeling, you know? Like I would have totally been fine booking the other venue and I didn't have that feeling. So I don't want people feeling that they need that pressure. But in my experience, I was super, super overwhelmed with joy and just seeing it. Like this was everything I wanted, everything I looked for. It was the exact feel. It was gorgeous. Like I wouldn't change a single thing. Like there was nothing I saw where I was like, I'm not crazy about that. Like every single thing I loved. And unfortunately, Kyle couldn't come with me because he wasn't feeling well. So it was just me and my mom. But she loved it too. And, you know, we fell in love with it. And we saw the other ones. But the first one, I just was so insanely overcome with emotion. I just knew that this was it. If it worked, right? If it met that priority list. So we go into the office and we're sitting down talking. And of course, you know, they're going over all the enhancements you can do. And then they're calculating the cost and they're putting in those extras and blah, 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 blah. And my heart is freaking racing because I'm sitting there like, shit, shit, shit. I'm like kind of pissed that I had this great feeling because what if this doesn't meet my priority list? I'm going to have to walk away saying no and feel like, gosh, like it was like a heartbreak. Like I really, really liked him and I wanted to date him. Like, you know, like kind of like that feeling. And so we're sitting there and this venue checked all the boxes. It was overwhelmingly more in budget than the original place, which just eased my mind altogether. And the date that we got was perfect. I don't know if I want to share all the details of the venue and when we're getting married because I've started to have a little anxiety that I don't know who's listening. Journeyers, I love you and I trust you to death. But part of me is like, what if I have a stalker who would, I don't know. I saw a post about a stalker and it just like freaked me out. So I'm sorry, you guys. It's nothing against you. It's my own paranoia. But I don't think I'm going to share those details, but I can say that we are getting married in May of 2023. At a rustic venue that checked off all the boxes. So it was perfect. It was honestly so great. I canceled our third place that we were going to tour because I just didn't need to. I knew right after we left, I was like, this is it. I called Kyle. I sent him pictures. I told him everything. And he really just, you know, wanted me to be happy and he just can't wait to get married. He doesn't really give a shit if we got married in, I don't know, a park, a freaking ballroom or I don't know, a farmhouse. He would not care at all. So we booked it and that is in the works. But now it's like crunch time because I don't know if you guys have heard this, but I've heard this from other brides giving me advice. It's like the beginning and end of your engagement is the most stressful, because the beginning, when you book your venue, you have to book everything else right away, which I just didn't do any of that yet. And I need to do that this week. But, you know, it's like you have to get your photographers, your DJ, your videographers, and all of your other vendors out there to make sure they have that date available. And you have to do hotel blocks, you know, make sure that you have enough room for your guests and accommodations for them. And you have to book all those big things, your florists, all that. And you have to get them just locked in with that date, hair and makeup, even all these things. I mean, a little overwhelmed talking about it now, but I will be able to get through this. I know that. But anyway, and that's pretty much smooth sailing until closer to your wedding, when you're doing your menu tasting, you're finalizing centerpieces and things. And, you know, I feel like you get like a break in the middle, but at the beginning and end, it's stressful. And, you know, I originally was like, I don't want to get married in May of 2023. Only having a year is really stressful. Like, I originally wanted September, October. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, ah, oh, May, like only having a year to have to wait to marry Kyle. Like, that feels so good. Like, I just can't wait. Oh, I just burped. Sorry. I can't wait to marry him. And a year is like a good amount of time. I can definitely do this. So we're all booked. And that was my wedding planning experience. Now, let me close out the bridal expo issue by telling you that there was a glimmer of hope after I went to the venue. I got home from the venue literally the same day we booked our venue, and I get a text from one of the tables that had a raffle, and they said, congratulations, you've been selected as one of our couples to be our winner. You're going to get this amazing package where you're going to get a 3-night honeymoon vacation stay. You're going to get a discount on 2 wedding bands, a discount on a large frame for your photo, and so much more. Here's the place to meet. It's at the Holiday Inn and blah, blah, blah. Come meet us and collect your gift. I'm like, awesome. So I'm all excited. Kyle's like, that sounds like a scam and way too good to be true. But I'm like, these events have to be legit. Like, they have to have real people. Like, they wouldn't have a scam there, you know? So I go to the hotel to pick it up. And it's this woman who, I don't want to judge. I don't know what her day was like, but she was not happy to see me. And I was the only bride that showed up to collect my gift. There were probably about 15, or no, it'd be even, because it was couples had to be there. So like 16 chairs laid out for couples to be there. And she was not happy to see me. I said I came to collect my gift. Kyle hasn't been feeling well, so he didn't come with me. And she said, well, you need to be here with your fiance to collect your gift. And you need to sit down for a 90-minute presentation on our pots, pans, and cutlery. And at that, I was just like, oh my gosh, no way. First of all, I'm not dragging Kyle here when he's not feeling well. And second of all, we're not going to sit through a 90-minute presentation to then hear all the other loopholes in this of why we can't get the gifts that you originally said, or all the little things like we'd probably have to sign up for a timeshare. I was like, screw this. Like, I will never go to an expo again. I wouldn't recommend it. I think these are scams. No, it just was such a freaking fail. But yeah, I'm just super excited that we booked our venue. And, you know, other than that, this week, I did have a bit of an emotional week where I would like, was talking about this with my therapist, where I was like, you know, like, obviously this is now like crunch time and I really want to get my shit together. Like, I feel bad because I think a lot of the things that I say can give into why people defend, or sorry, say they're against sweating for the wedding, are the feelings that I am feeling. However, in my defense, like, I want to challenge myself in this way. This is important to me to feel my best and feel confident. And lately I've just been going through this cycle of, I think I've just been waiting for the weather to get nicer. And since it hasn't been nice, I've just been like sitting at home, watching TV, eating crappy. I work out every day. You guys know that, but my nutrition has been shit. I haven't been focusing on myself, haven't been doing the best self-care, and I just haven't been feeling confident. It was a little emotional this week. And you know, I don't show up enough on Instagram when things are hard, and I probably never will, to be quite honest with all of you, because I think it's weird when people come onto the camera after they've been crying. I do. Like, maybe you're able to, and maybe it's safe for you, but for me, I'm like, I gotta process these emotions and this hard stuff I'm dealing with. Like, I don't feel like after my therapy session, where I'm trying to come down from whatever we just talked about, that I want to get on camera and talk about my feelings with everybody. Like, that's a private moment. And nothing against people who do. I know it's sounding like I'm against people who do, but it's just not my thing. I keep that part of me private. And then once I've gone through the emotions, then I speak about it with you guys. And I actually just interviewed Molly Dare this week, who's going to be on the podcast. Her episode's going to come out in August. And she was talking about how her advice to everybody is to always speak from a scar and not a wound. And that is exactly the point and why I don't show up when things are hard for me. Because speaking from a wound, you're still in it and you're going through it and your emotions are all over the place and you still have to deal with it, in my opinion. So when I come to you guys, I come to it from a scar where I've gotten through it. I've done the work to go through my emotions and feel the feelings that I have to feel. And then I can come to it with you guys in a safe place where I can say what I'm going through. So I don't always come on when things are hard. And this week I did have a hard day where I just was like, I don't feel confident at all. Like I don't, like I'm not feeling like my best. I want to get in better shape. I have not gotten my hair done forever. My nails are crappy. And I had to sit there and go, okay, but you're alive. Like your feet are on the ground. You have an amazing life. Things are going great. Like just because you don't feel pretty, like there's a lot of people struggling with much harder shit. And I know that, you know, your shit is your shit. Like whatever is happening in the world, you're still going through, you're going through. But I just sit there and give myself a wake up call and also realize that because I'm able to be alive, I'm able to do all the things I want to do, that I have the power to turn around this negative lack of confidence I've been feeling. And I think I felt crappy too, because I just released my episode with Anna where she's talking about being the badass, confident woman we're meant to be. And she was so empowering. I'm sitting here not feeling confident, but I have the power to make a change to be confident. I do. And it's not going to be from being skinny or having perfect hair, perfect nails, or perfect makeup. I get that. But it's from deep inner work that allows me to make better choices in my nutrition, to want to have my hair done, my makeup and nails, because I just feel so confident and good. And so I understand there's work that I have to do and take care of myself. And you know what? I did a lot of self-care this weekend. I got my hair done Friday, went and got my nails done, did a massage. Like I really did do a lot of self-care and I went shopping. Like I did. So I'm starting to turn this around and my next self-care is going to be just going and laying in that bed and recovering from this terrible cold that I have to feel better. But that's where I'm at, you guys. Definitely going through some struggles and stresses, but a lot of exciting things are happening too. I feel like there was something else that I wanted to tell you guys that I'm totally blanking on. And if there are more venue questions or wedding questions at all, let me know. But I think a lot of people's questions were like, when are you getting married? Where did you book? Was it hard? What did you do? Blah, blah, what's your advice? And I feel like I did answer all of that. But if you have specific questions after hearing today's episode, you just let me know. All right, you guys, this Saturday is my birthday. I'm going to be partying it up. I'm going to have an engagement party at the same time. So I'm super pumped for that. We're going to get together with tons of family and friends to celebrate and announce, you know, the big day and the location and all that good stuff. So I'm super excited. And so I think God is having me go through a really shitty part of the week. Excuse me. Whew. With whatever this is I'm going through, because for my birthday, I'm going to be top notch in the perfect health to be able to celebrate and get my ass on track. So you guys, I am so excited to continue on this journey with you. I'm sorry today's episode wasn't a super short mini episode, but I didn't go too long. You know, it's only 30 minutes, but let's close it out with a quote for today, which I did not plan a quote for today. Oh my goodness. Okay, we're going to pause because I need to find a quote. I can't believe I just did that. And I'm also not able to think of one at the top of my head right now. You know, I'm going to do the Ferris Bueller's Day Off quote because that was my senior quote in high school and I haven't used that one yet. And I don't feel like looking and stopping. I kind of just was hoping something would come to my head. So life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you could miss it. I hope I didn't screw that up. If I did, I'll write it the right way when I post it on Instagram. But life moves fast. Make sure you're taking those moments to be present, stop and slow down, and self-care when you need it. All right, my journeyers. Well, this was a blast. I actually had a great time just coming on here and shooting the shit with you guys, and I hope you liked it too. Let me know. So make sure you're following me on Instagram at @YouGotThis_TheJourney to submit your questions, feedback, and so much more, and follow me along for the journey and post. But until then, until next week for another podcast episode, always remember, through every high, every low, every positive, every negative, every up, every down, whatever it may be, always remember, you got this, even when you're sick. Bye, guys.